You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 24th, 4:30 p.m., Central Oregon coast, south of Cape Perpetua. The immensity and rhythmic energy of the sea crashing against the edge of a continent confers a sense of the infinite. It is a scene that has changed little and continued without intermission over much of Earth's long history. The nearest landfall in any direction is thousands of miles away. I sit comfortably in a canvas chair facing the sun on the edge of a sheer 40-foot sandstone cliff. A warm easterly wind has produced a crisp clarity that is rare on the Oregon coast. Below, barnacle and mussel-encrusted black basalt outcroppings are pounded by the never-ending advance and retreat of frothy waves. Several dozen western gulls rest and preen, protected from the wind, on the tallest rocky spires. A raft of surf scoters, along with a few loons, cormorants, and grebes, rise up and over the crest of each incoming wave before gracefully diving below the surface just as the foamy chaos begins to collapse over them. The pink sky and crashing surf are mesmerizing. Thoughts and cares are eclipsed by a sense of euphoric tranquility. These effects are heightened by the contrast of having left behind freezing temperatures in the valley, caused by the same high pressure system that has produced this unusually warm, sunny January afternoon on the coast. As the sun approaches the horizon, I notice an odd movement just beyond the silhouette of a crab boat a mile from shore. A bushy column of backlit mist lingers over the water and against the pink sky. I train my binoculars on the now invisible disturbance, and instantly another spout appears, and then another, and several others. I can see the ponderous rolling backs of the giant creatures as they swim southward. After one misty blow, I watch as a massive tail rises fully out of the water before plunging beneath the surface. This is a large pod of gray whales on the 6,000-mile journey from the frigid waters of their feeding grounds in northern Alaska to the protected tropical bays on the southern Baja Peninsula. A gray whale's blow is up to 15 feet high and is visible for about 5 seconds. A blow or spout is created when warm, moist air exhaled from the animal's lungs meets the cool air at the ocean's surface. These creatures can grow to nearly 50 feet long and weigh 40 tons. It is late in the migration, and these are probably non-breeding juveniles. It is estimated that 18,000 gray whales pass our coast twice each year. The whales withdraw in unison, leaving me with a brilliant garnet sunset. As the sun disappears below the horizon, stars begin to materialize in the blackening sky. As the veil of sunlight fades away, the truly infinite astral universe is gradually revealed. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.